Hello and welcome to the Flat Racing Guru podcast for racing on Friday, March 1 at Jebel Ali, and of course racing at Maidan Saturday the 2nd, which is Super Saturday, where we have the great, lovely, smashing big meetings on. And we're going to go through all of the races, analysts. But first of all, what I'll do is, I'll just give a little plug for, because there's only three meetings left. There's Jebel Ali tomorrow, Super Saturday, there's one more meeting, and then there's a World Cup on March 30th. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years. I started off when I was 20-odd when I first started off. And we've been doing this for, 25 years now, I think. So, obviously, I'll be after the season's finished, I will still be doing a podcast. What I will be doing is, I will be doing the unraced two-year-old races, and I will be handicapping unraced two-year-olds and going through that, because that is really my speciality, is to handicap horses that haven't run before. And I've got a really high strike rate. If anybody knows me from the past, we've got a really high strike rate. And we don't rely on any kind of markets or influence from anybody. We just basically look at the pedigree. We've obviously had a look at all what the trainers say. And obviously, with my boss, we used to travel around all the training facilities for years and years, getting information on two-year-olds. And we know that the trainers that exaggerate, and we know the wording. So this is basically years and years of profiling trainers, going to the trainers' yards, my boss, Steve Taplin, and we used to have a book on two-year-olds for years and years. Everybody at that in the business knows him. So I'm basically going to handicap the two-year-old races for you this season in the Britain. I'm not interested in normal racing, because there's lots of handicappers and very good handicappers that can do that for you if you want to follow handicappers. I'm only interested in is where we can have an edge over the bookmaker, and where we have an edge is handicapping unraced races, so that we get a field of 11 unraced horses. To me, that is sort of heaven. That's the only thing I wake up in the morning, is to handicap 11 unraced horses and to beat the bookie, which I do a lot. So I'll just give this plug, right? So if you go to, if anyone wants any, right, what I'll do from the summer season to the August until the UAE starts up again, I can handicap races for you. I can handicap races. I can give you the commentary for each horse. I can give you analysts for each horse up to 3 days before the race. And if you want to get in touch with me, local, you know, the prices I would charge would be just the same as the normal prices for any journalist doing a write-up for one race. And it's just the average price, what you would pay anyway. It's just the going percentage rates, what's already on the market. And you would contact me by this email address, which is frguk.info@gmail.com. That's frguk.info@gmail.com. So just drop me a line. And if you want a race analyzed, if you're a TV person or whatever, radio person, and you want a race properly analysed and handicapped, I can do that for you 3 days before. But you have to get in touch with me early. Right. So if you want to go and give me buy me a coffee, you can go to www.buymeacoffee.com. And my handle is @flatracing, and there's no G, Guru UK. So that's flat, that's @flat, FLAT, RACIN, and then Guru UK, G-U-R-U UK. So that's my handle at Buy Me a Coffee. And you can also subscribe to the Gold account, which is only £2 per month. And for that £2 a month, I will give you at least 5 or 6 decent information tips per month. I'm really not wanting loads of people to do that because, you know, when you oversubscribe, I really worry about the horse being stopped, and I'm totally paranoid about that, and everyone knows that who followed me. But I will do it for, say, 10 or 15 people, and I'll probably, if 15 people sign up, I'll probably just block it after that, because I don't want any more than that. I mean, I'm not looking for loads of money. I'm just looking to help people, you know, to put some money in their pocket. And I don't want any people that are already rich joining, because I will find out who you are. I just want people that are probably struggling with some money problems, and I can help them, sort of thing. And they've got a couple of hundred quid spare, and they can get a couple of hundred quid, and I'll give them some part of the information. But I don't want these little scammers that's going to pass the tips on, and I'll find out who you are because I'll check you over. So basically, I don't need to do that. I can make money myself. What do I want to do this for? You know what I mean? I don't need your money. I'm just trying to help people. This is my nature. Everybody knows it's my nature. I'd give people the brilliant tips for years and years, and I haven't asked for a penny off none of yous. I'm not a grifter, right? So get that out of your head. I just thought it was a good idea to help people. If no one applies, good. I'm really happy. But let's get on with Jebel Ali on Friday. What I'll do is get a pen, and I'll write the numbers down for Jebel Ali, and then we'll go through the complete analysis at Maidan Super Saturday, which is a fantastic meeting. It's got me pumped, ladies and gents. Jebel Ali Friday, so race one. I've just written the numbers down. I went through them. I didn't do great handicapping here, so, you know, I wouldn't rely on these because it took me like 3 or 4 days to go through Maidan. So race one, 10-2-4-1. Write it down, 10-2-4-1. I haven't wrote the names of the horses. This is just purely for your pools and exotics, right? So 10-2-4-1. I mean, the first horse I wrote was probably the one I fancied most, so I can give you that. So 10 was probably the one I fancied most. So the first horse and the second horse were probably the two best horses I fancied. So if you want to do singles, that is what I'm saying. Race 2 is 15-11-10-3. That's 15-11-10-3. This is Jebel Ali Friday, remember. Race 3 is 4-3-1, small field. Race 4 is 8-6-4, 8-6-4. Race 5, 9-14-6-3. I'll repeat that. Race 5, 9-14-6-3. Race 6, 2-1-3-5. Now there is, sorry, I'll say that again. Race 6, 2-1-3-5. Now there is a purebred Arabian race at 10 o'clock. And I haven't included that because I've had so much to do, because we're going through Maidan Super Saturday, and we'll start. Goodness, I haven't even put the races up. That's how. Right, I've just done it on spec. I've just started this podcast on spec, you see, because that's what I'm like. I don't have any preparation. That's my trouble, you know. I don't have any preparation. So what I'll do is, hold on a second. Give me a second. Please give me a second, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. I'll go through the. I'll pull up the races so I know what I'm talking about, because I've already got everything written down. Right. What we'll do is, while we're waiting for the computer to load, and we'll do the first race, which is every year on Super Saturday. You've got the Group 1 Arab race. That's a purebred Arabian. And I couldn't see anything beating Rich Like Me. I've already tipped this horse a couple of times this season, and he's won for us. I just couldn't see anything. But you know what? This is the only thing I'm going to tell you about the Arabian race. They always have one horse, right, lined up at a really good price. So what's the market in that Arabian race? Because there is a few people, connected that know about, if there is a horse that's big price and that's been prepared specially for this race, it hasn't been shown its form through the season, but it's just been prepared for this race, so it's been prepping all the time. Really watch the market, and if you see any big money for any horse, I would follow, because this, a lot of people know about this race, especially in the Arabian world. But I can't see any, I was looking for that horse and I couldn't find him, you know, profiling the trainers and everything. All I kept coming to Rich Like Me every time. I mean, if there was one of those horses, I thought it could be number 13, Unleashed. I mean, his rating isn't that good, but recent form, he is that he's better than some of the higher rated horses. So I thought number 13, Unleashed, could be the one to watch him in the betting. But I think Rich Like Me will win the race. It's an absolutely smashing Arabian horse, absolutely smashing. So I'll give you the numbers in the first race. At 11:30 UK time on Saturday morning. So you've got to be awake. Don't start drinking on Friday night. You've got to be up early for this meeting, because it's a 12 o'clock start Super Saturday. Well, 11:30 with the Arabian race. So race one, this will be race. This is not in your racing post, by the way. Went for Rich Like Me, number 13, Unleashed, for second. Number 14, Zajer Al-Wathabi, for third. And Free Faris, for fourth. Now, I couldn't choose between 14 and 3 for third or fourth, because Zajer Al-Wathabi has a lower rating, but I give him a plus-plus, you know, because his recent form is better than Free Faris. Faris, mind you, has just had a couple of runs this season, or one run, and I think he could come on a lot for that. So the numbers in the Arab race, the Group 1 Arab race, which is a really big race in Arabia, mind folks, is number 10, 13, 4, and 3. Right, we'll go on to race one. It's a Jumeirah 1,000 Guineas, Emirates Airlines, and it's over 1 mile. And we'll go down the card. And this is race two, but it'll be race one if you're watching the racing post. If you're going on the Emirates Racing website, it'll be race two. And this will be at 12 o'clock, at 4 p.m. at the UAE, and 12 o'clock UK GMT. Right, we're back. Sorry about the interruption. Race 2, Turf Jumeirah 1,000 Guineas, Emirates Airlines, 1 mile, 1 Cinderella's Dream, 113 plus, improving 3-year-old filly with every run. 2 Geologist 96, disappointing behind Cinderella, still has a lot to do to win on overall form. 3 Kibo Misaki, switches to Turf, 88 Dirt. So far, needs transformation. Unlikely hard race. 4 Lightning Paradise, 98. Another who had a hard race, latest on dirt. Small field could help. 5 Nadelia, 96 Turf. Should improve again. Could be chasing Cinderella to grab a place. 6 Oni Girl, 30 pounds behind Cinderella on turf form. Disappointing latest, 90 at best. 7 Yamana, okay run on debut here. Dam and second Dam, both improved with racing. The horses by Massar, the sire, by My Derby Tip at 25-1, if anyone can remember that. Anti-post that year, so could be ready to step up. Possible place. I've got him on 86 with a plus-plus, so he's definitely improve. So he could definitely reach 100-plus from his 86 mark today. And I've got him definitely doing that. So obviously the tip is Cinderella's Dream. And second, third and fourth, basically I just advise a win bet on Cinderella's Dream. That is your banker. If you wanted numbers, probably 1-7. 1-7-2. Probably 1-7-2. It's Cinderella will probably win that race easily. There's no other way of saying this. It is the 1,000 guineas, but it's just there's only one horse race, basically on form. Maidan, 1 mile dirt, group three, that is Ray 3, the Berjanaha. Number one, Azad Zabil, 114, projected run up to a mile from the 7 furlongs. Lightly raced 5-year-old who can improve again. 2, Celtic Prince, no stranger to this class, type of prep, last 3 runs. Best is 115 over course and distance. He could be a possible danger and a surprise winner with the stable profiling. 3, Everest, best is 118 over course and distance. Can't rule out 4 hypotheticals, 117. Ret Inverto, or form last day can repeat. Has a tons of Group 1 back, class 132 on dirt, Maidan and turf. 5, Justice Protocol, 140 dirt, better at Jebel Ali. 6, King Ottoman, good class or US dirt miler, 108. 7, Laurel River, Delmore, Group 2 winner, dropped away. Tamely first run over 6 furlongs here at Maidan. Best form gives hope, 103 Maidan, but his best US dirt form is 129. So that has definitely got, if you forgive that run last time, he has a chance, Laurel River, obviously. 8, Quarib, 104, he's up in class, needs to improve to win. 9, Quality Humor, 113, seems to struggle when stepped up to this class, just below a few of these, but I wouldn't rule him out totally. 10, Royal Muse, 116, looks to be reaching peak, each way hope. 11, Sound Money, 1 over 6 furlongs, group 3 here in 23. 102 to 112, 6 furlongs, this track. 12, Southern Artist, 115, should run well today. 13, Swing Vote, 114 with a plus. Jebel Ali needs to transform Jebel Ali form to Maidan, could improve. I think he's a one to do that as well. 14, The Great Collection, 116, positive. Needs things to fall his way. Does come from behind and he would need a clear passage through, which can be difficult in big fields. 115 in France, unlikely here. 16, Western Right, 114, could run well and surprise on profile. 17, Al Giraffe, 104, needs to improve massively. So I went for number 13, Swing Vote. Number 14, The Great Collection, first and second. So I went for Swing Vote in The Great Collection in this race. So my numbers for the exotics are 13, 14, 9, 2, and 1. Race 4, which is 115 UK, which would be what, 515 UAE. The Nad Al Sheba Turf Sprint, which is a Group 3. 1, Al Sheba, 95 course and distance. Dirt horse at Jebel Ali needs to improve on turf. Number 2, Bat 106, drawn better, runs on, needs more, comes from behind horse. 3, Bill Ale, 118 course and distance. Stable second string on jockey bootings, but couldn't rule out. 4, El Barek, 107 on dirt, surprise win or place horse, so I don't count him. 5, Equality, ran £20 below best here in January 26. He's been running at 98, but he leads a lot more. But he is a decent horse in the UK. 6, Kuzam, 8-year-old, who is regressing, 96, Jebel Ali. 7, Logo Hunter, flop latest course and distance. Previous 117 course and distance, drawn okay. So definitely could come back. 8, Pontus, 119. I like this horse. Just a bit below these, I think, but he is a fast horse. Fast horse could be drawn, could bring those drawn high into the race. Not as good on dirt latest. So I would forget that dirt run. Pontus, I'd actually tip Pontus at Jebel Ali because I like him so much. He's a fast horse. So he is drawn high, but he could bring those high draws into this race because he's so fast, which I was thinking. Number 9, Chajala, 120 course and distance. Excellent first run and good race. has the pace on his side of the draw. 10 Thunder of Niagara, 110 course and distance, runs well without winning. 11 Top of Bill won well for us last day. We tipped it 108. Can't rule out, but he needs a lot of improving. But I think he's a horse in form. 12 Ladies Church, 92. He's been disappointing in Maidam. He's much bigger than the UK Ireland. 13 Sork, 114 in France, but local form is poor. Again, he's better in France. 14 Frosted Dawn, 112. Takes on 5 furlong specialists. But hints at matching them on the visionary clues could go very well. Drawn in the right place. So I like this Frosted Dawn. It might make a decent price for him, and I think he could improve again. But obviously, number 15, Star of Mystery, 131, find of the season, star sprinter in the making. You just have to love this horse. Slowly away, but picks up like the best three-year-old sprinter on earth. Taking on older sprinters is not easy, but that's the beauty of this race. And I've went for 15, which is Star of Mystery. I've absolutely taken, blown away by this horse this season. We have tipped him. He comes from behind. You'd think he has no chance of winning. And in the last two furlongs, he takes off like an absolute missile. There's no horse. I think we used to see horses like the top sprinters. Blue, you know, the top sprinters. He's another find for Maidan, for the Godolphin. So I went for 15, 9, 3, 14, and 8. In the Narbal G-Bash Turf Sprint, which is race 4. Race 5, Maidan. It's a Turf Group 2, 1 mile, 4 furlongs. That's 12 furlongs. This is a 5:50 in UAE, 1:50 UK time. Al-Madar, 129 to 135. Not impossible if the 707 days off and rehabilitation has got him back to previous form. Maidan races 2022, boosted by £10. So his races that he was in the last two, twice, I noticed, them have been boosted, absolutely magnificent horses in them races. And they've all been boosted. I looked at a few of the horses and the form has... now to then is boosted by £10. So if he's actually progressed while he's been ill, you know, off, and he's actually done the progression the same as the other horses in them races in 2022, he could be the massive danger in this race. But it's all if he's 100% for his comeback after a long time off. And that's number one, Al-Madar. Number two, Franz Kaffa, 104, needs to improve, but he's a nice horse, I like him. Three, Simca Smile, 121 in Doha. He's 133 in Germany. He's top class over there. Would need to transfer German form to win in Maidam. He's an each-way chance for sure. Number four, Sisyphan, 132, French form. He's 120 in Maidam. Would need to be spot on to win this on his figs for a case, you know. 5 Solid Stone, 120 course and distance. His running style leaves him vulnerable late on in this company. Number 6, Ursa Minor. He's only 114, but I do love this horse. He's an absolute warrior. Needs to find a stone. Seems a difficult task at 7, but this horse is an absolute fighter, so you could upset the odds, you know. A real warrior, Ursa Minor, and he needs to find a stone. But he's such a battler. Like, you can't leave him out. He just, this horse doesn't know when he's beat. You know, it's one of these days he's just going to even improve again, even at his age. I just like the whole profile of this horse. God, I'd love to own him. He's just an absolute star in my eyes. Even he's taken on better class than him, and he's fighting all the way. He just wants to win. You know, even though they're better class than him and they're bigger and stronger and musclier, he won't give in. He won't give in. He's a lovely horse. I'm going to have a bet on this. I mean, at massive odds. I'm not expecting anything because he's out of his depth here, but you don't never know with these battling qualities for these horses. Number 7 is Warren Point, 126. Should improve at 12 furlongs. Number 8, Bold Act, 133. Hold-up performer, improving 4-year-old. Number 9, Castleway, 130+. Improving 4-year-old steer. Pick of all, William Buick, working well. Number 10, Jeff Koons, 123. Not a bad place chance. Number 11 is Trevor Evans, 115 plus. He needed his latest runs. He could go well. I do like the trainer, Miss Jessica Harrington. Mrs. Jessica Harrington, sorry. I sat next to her at Royal Ascot, you know, 1 year. And she's a lovely lady. So she probably doesn't even remember me. I love her as a trainer. I will probably have a little bet on Trevians, but I don't think it's going to win. But my numbers in this race are number 9, which is Castleway. I've got him at 130, improving 4 year old steer. Pick of all, you know, and I wouldn't rule out anything out really, but I've gone for 9, 8, 7, 1, and 6. So that's 9 and 8. Castleway to beat Bold Act. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bold Act wins. And I wouldn't be surprised if number 7, Warren Point, wins. And I went for 1, Almana on the bottom. And 6, Ursa Minor, obviously in each way extra positions. And it's a lovely, it's just a fantastic group too. It's everything what a Group 1 race should be. All these runners, fantastic warriors going in this. This is an absolutely fantastic race. For me, it's the best race of the day. Absolutely fantastic race. That's race 5 in Maidam. So go to race 6. It's 2:25 in the UK, 6:25 in the UAE. And the UK is on Greenwich Mean Time. So number 1, Adjus Fiscal in this race 6. 100 course and distance. And now it would be race 5 in your racing post. But it's race 6 in the Maidan, the plot of Maidan card. Because we have got the Arab race first. So not again, number 1, Adjus Fiscal. 100 course and distance. Best course and distance form puts him the horse in this. Number 2, Addox Huxley. Poor latest. Yet has a profile of one who could spring a shock. 120 UK turf. Has dirt on the bottom of the pedigree. Don't ignore totally. 3, Clapton, 119. Ran well in Group 1 over course and distance. He's got a chance. 4, Desert Wisdom, 119. Should be reaching Pete Seidel. 5, Franz Strauss. Lightly raced 5-year-old. And this is on dirt. It's a Group 2. Number 6 is Made in Dubai. 103 turf horse. Making up the numbers. 7, Military Law, 120 best. Solid 9-year-old warrior. Each way at best. 8, Morrow Duke, Kentucky. It's a Brazilian dirt winner, help. 9, Never Show Weakness, 124, improving 4-year-old. Horse steps up in class today. Replacing the jockey is a huge mistake in my eyes. I just do not know either. Tayo, she has jumped off this horse for the winner, or the owners have thrown him off this horse, which is, I can't understand it. You know, I think he's just making a mistake. You're telling me at Maidan on the dirt, although he's a brilliant jockey, Jamie, he's a brilliant jockey. You're telling me he's better than Tyoshi on the dirt at Maidan. You're just fooling yourselves, mates. Honestly, this is no better jockey than Tyoshi on the dirt at Maidan. So this is just ridiculous. It's a jockey switch. Unless I thought Tayo Shea was jumped off for the winner. That's the only thing I could think of. Either the owners are idiots, and the one Jamie Spencer on, they've knocked your Tayo Shea off, probably the best horse, improving horse in the race, which is Never Show Weakness. Or Tayo Shea's jumped off for the winner, which is number 13, Walk of Stars, which I mean, come on, what the hell's going on here? You just do not replace one of the best dirt jockeys in UAE for a jockey that, okay, he was a champion, best. He's a great jockey, Jamie Spencer. Don't get us wrong, but he's not a dirt jockey. Come on, man. So, you know, this has just blew my mind. This blows my mind how they've thrown Tayo Shea off this horse. Let's get on, let's move on. It's not going to get my money. I would have backed it if Tayo Shea was on, but I'm not backing it now, no chance. And if it wins, I'll just apologise, I was wrong. Okay, the horse is better. The horse is just doesn't need a jockey. Anyone can ride it because it's that good, or they're making a big mistake. Number 10, Quip needs to improve. Number 11, Remorse has a back class of 2022. May need this after a back layoff. 12, Secret Victory, sorry, recent form is poor. 13, Walk of Stars. I've got him on 117 plus. Could lead them a merry dance from the front after January season opener. He did have a good opener. Looked like a prep. So I've went for 13, Walk of Stars, to beat 9, Never Show Weakness. And then I've got 5, Franz Strauss, and 3, Clapton. So that's my top 4 in this race. It's 13, 9, 5, and 3. We'll move on to race 7. Now, race 7, 8, and 9. Hold on, where's race? Ah, yes. Race 7, I've got the numbers written down. We'll get through it because it's 30 minutes now. The podcast's over. So I'll give you my numbers in race 7. I'll not do the analyst. Number 14 to win, Vavotino. Number 9 to come second, Morban. I have them two fighting now for first and second. And on the bottom, I've got Unafis, number 16, and 5, Eras. So that's 14, 9, 16, and 5 in race 7 at Maidan. That's a group 3. Maidan race 8, which is a group 3 on dirt. I've got number 10, Mayetal, to win. He's 118, an improver. Can't say nothing beating them. 6, I've got Morning in second. Number 1, Freedom Fighter, and 3, Kanjar. I think 6, 1, and 3 will all fight out for second place. They're very equal on form and everything else. But I think Mayetal is the winner. That's number 10. At Maidan race 9, this is the final race of Super Saturday. 9 furlongs turf listed. I've got number 5, Legend of Time, 120 plus. He's a winner for us. And then I've got Musical Act, 1 Athan, and 7 Tukahu, all vying for second place. So it's 5 to win, 6, 1, and 7. Mix them up for the forecast and tricast. And that's a Flat Racing Guru signing out. And now, if you want to go to buy me a drink, it's at Flat Racing with an N, not a G. At Flat Racing Guru UK. That's a Guru UK is all capitals. So we'll start off at F with a capital, then LATRACIN, lowercase, then capitals GURU UK, and find me at www.buymeacoffee.com. And you can either donate a fiver if you win a lot of money on this Saturday, which I'm expecting, or if you want to get tips to your email, you can join my service, which is £2 a month. £2 a month, right? And I'll send 3 or 4 tips to your thing. And obviously, I'll send other things when the two-year-olds get running. I'll send up some podcasts when the two-year-old season gets going and we've got the unraced two-year-olds. I'll send out all the podcasts for all, and I'll give you all the rundown and handicap every horse that's unraced in the two-year-old races, which start in March and April. So that's the Flat Racing Guru, and I'll see you next Super Saturday, Sunday, and then I'll see you on the World Cup night. The World Cup night, this is when I'll see you on the 30th of March. And then after that, as I say, we'll do the unraced two-year-olds podcasts. But I won't be doing every race. I'll do the odd race. But if you join me service, I'll send you more unraced horses, handicapping, and I'll send you 4 or 5 tips per month to make your money. And these are not just any old tips. They're proper tips. And I will vet who you are. So any tips does or anything like that, I will not take your money. You'll be rejected. Guru out.